a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Finding childcare could get even harder with special federal funds drying up in a matter of days.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, funds from the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 expire this Saturday, and it could put hundreds of thousands of childcare facilities in jeopardy. The Deseret News reports an estimated 1 in 3 facilities could close, which could almost double the shortage that already affects several million kids. 1 in 3 childcare programs could end. The average family is already dishing out around $1,000 a month for childcare, and with less supply, experts worry it could get worse and that parents may either have to cut their hours or outright quit their jobs, which could also have a multi-billion-dollar impact on the economy. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A heated meeting between parents and school administrators at the Jordan School District last night when the topic of transgender students using bathrooms was brought up.
Emotions were strong on both sides of the discussion. Jesse Saravanchai has a transgender daughter and says she has been treated differently for using the girls' bathroom at school.
She's not looking to hurt anybody else's children. And if they spent time with her, they would know her humanity.
Utah State Board of Education member Natalie Klein spoke out against transgender students using the bathrooms that align with their gender identities.
One truth is that boys are boys and girls are girls.
Klein says she was not representing the board, but the principal she ran on. The school district says letting students use the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity is allowed under Title IX law. That same law prohibits discrimination and harassment related to gender identity in schools. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Young adults who have experienced homelessness helped Salt Lake County come up with a plan that secured a $2.8 million grant. Natalie Clark is now a child and family services liaison after she lived out of her car for a time.
To know that we are seen and empowered to do the change that we're capable of doing by our entire community is the most uplifting feeling I've ever felt personally in my life.
Salt Lake County will now decide on the best way to use those funds.
The CDC is urging pregnant women to get the new RSV vaccine to protect their unborn babies. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ruckert-Bell has more. Hugo.
Tim, an RSV vaccine has been approved by the CDC, and they are urging pregnant women to get it for the sake of their unborn child. According to the CDC, the Pfizer vaccine reduces the risk of hospitalization for babies by 57%. In the first 6 months of birth. They recommend women get the injection late in their pregnancy. In most cases, only one vaccine is needed each year, but getting it during pregnancy is believed to protect both the mother and her child from RSV during the first months of the baby's life. Reporting live, Hugo Ruckert-Bell, KSL News Radio.
There are hundreds of women in Utah state prisons, and nearly three quarters of them have kids. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more on how they are parenting while behind bars.
Many of the women can call or video chat with their kids or have visits with them in person on the weekends. Utah's Department of Corrections says there is a common theme among incarcerated moms that being away from their kids is the hardest part. Many of them, the department says, are still involved in daily parenting decisions, but some have strained relationships because of why they're incarcerated.
The department says they have phones in several areas of the state prison, but women do have to pay for those calls.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Senate leaders say they've reached an agreement that would keep the government running on a short-term basis. Bessa Pinchotti with the National Military Family Association says a shutdown should never happen, saying that members of the military shouldn't have to worry about future paychecks.
Besides our service members, we also have 16,000 military spouses who work for the federal government. And in today's society, it really takes two incomes to make ends meet.
The Senate agreement would fund agencies through mid-November and provides additional funding for disaster relief and offers new support for Ukraine. There's no indication the bill would be able to pass through the House.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Traffic on I-15 right now, sluggish several spots. We've got South 15 in Ogden, Layton, northbounders backed up in Bluffdale, Draper, and Midvale. And now we've got some delays on I-80 in Parley's Canyon, something just past the East Canyon exit near the reservoir. The crash is a little bit before you get to Lambs Canyon, but backing you up over a mile, mile and a half. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
President Biden joined a United Auto Workers picket line in Michigan as members of the big three automakers are still working to strike up a deal.
There has been progress in these talks, mostly with Ford. Ford came far enough in meeting the union demands that when they expanded the strike last week, they did not include, the union did not include Ford. They kind of gave Ford a pass because they feel like Ford is negotiating good faith and coming their way.
ABC's Terry Moran reports that Ford issued a statement saying there are still significant gaps with the union in their negotiations.
Amazon is responding to a lawsuit from the FTC accusing the company of driving up costs of products. Snobfoods.com president Nicholas Park says in the 20 years he's used Amazon to sell products, it's become harder and harder to stay competitive on the platform.
It's created a very difficult retail market for anybody in the retail business.
Amazon says if the FTC gets its way, it will hurt consumers and drive up prices even more.
Canyon ski bus service this winter is going to be scaled back again because of a driver shortage. We get the details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
UTA spokesperson Carl Arkey says last year they had to reduce the number of buses going into the canyons. That reduction is going to continue. He says they put some of their best drivers on those canyon routes.
They're very good at handling a 40-foot bus with 40 people on board and skis and all the noise and all that, and going down the hill and encountering snow and possibly patches of ice. They are trained for that. They're very experienced at that.
Arkey blames the route reduction on staffing shortages caused by difficulty in recruitment. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
We have big eastbound delays on I-80 heading between Mountain Dell and Lambs Canyon. Let's find out what's going on there and check the rest of your commute just ahead.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Police arrested a woman hitchhiking from Colorado.
Amazon is firing back.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
As I look at my path to the NFL, I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. Having a supporting cast for me made all the difference, both on and off the field. And the thing I realized this last year was having that supporting cast made my dreams and my goals a reality. I prepare as best as I can for every situation on the football field. You know, that same mindset applies to me as a husband, as a dad. And being a new father with an 8-month-old child, I've realized that, you know, I now have a responsibility to my son and to my wife, just like I do my teammates. I spent all my time being a quarterback, and I need to find people that I can trust and rely upon. Deseret First Credit Union, they are those people that are spending all that time to help me manage and take care of my family. My name is Taysom Hill, and my why is faith, family, and football.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's Tow Cars. Cars with a K. 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
If we have some pregnant moms out there, we've been telling you about this story from the CDC. They're urging you to get the RSV vaccine. Mm-hmm. We announced, when was it, midsummer, I think, that this vaccine had been released and was found to be effective. Not so much for the mother, but for the unborn
child. For the unborn child, right.
So we'll continue to follow the story this morning with Hugo's help. KSL News Time is 8:09. Time for a look at traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And for that, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, if you're on I-15, that drive's still struggling at Bangor Highway in Draper. Some additional slowdowns now between 114th and 106th. And then it gets really slow for a long stretch between 90th and 5300 South. 201, its slow area is eastbound between Mountain View Corridor and 215. But Bangor looking better through West Valley, although it's still pretty stacked up South Jordan before the Costco all the way up to 9800 South. Heather?
We still have our delays southbound I-15 coming out of Weber County that's been there all morning long between 31st Street and Ogden down into Roy. That is due to lane restrictions. Then you're just going to have typical slowdowns from 700 South in Clearfield all the way to the Kaysville Ponds and more stop-and-go traffic between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. The other major freeways have not had any slowing yet in Weber and Davis County, but city streets have been pretty busy, especially around school zones. Eric?
Eastbound I-80 delays in Parley's Canyon. Something about a mile past the Mountain Dell East Canyon exit is causing these delays. It's backing up about a mile or two before you get to the East Canyon exit. So just be aware, you're in for some slowdowns going through the mountains this morning. We also have a report of a semi tire that is out on the road on I-15. And we do have some northbound slowing in Provo. And I believe this is the same spot as the traffic tipster has told us about as you head past the Center Street exit, heading up towards Orem and eventually the rest of Utah County. Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Don't wait for bad weather to schedule professional snow service with GoPave Utah. Your complete parking lot safety starts with GoPaveUtah.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like another day of just beautiful conditions along the Wasatch Front and really throughout the entire state. Sunny skies, 85 for a high on Wednesday. We do have a weak cool front that will move through tonight, and then we'll see slightly cooler temperatures on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny skies right now in Salt Lake City, 61 degrees.
We're watching the monitors right now as the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is taking questions from reporters, and they're asking him about that Senate bill to try and avert a government shutdown. And he's responding very strongly, saying, hey, you know, name me even a couple of bills that the Senate has passed for appropriation. This happens in the House.
Yeah, didn't the House vote on four? They passed four bills and sent them to the Senate, and they won't look at those either.
Right. So we'll continue to monitor that and bring you the latest here on KSL News Radio.
Stalemate. We'll tell you more about it here on KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Utah's Morning News is sponsored by BetterHelp. Did you have any trouble sleeping last night because your brain wouldn't shut up? This happens to me from time to time. Mm. When I just, you know, I'll start worrying about something, and then I'll go from worrying about that to worrying about the kids to worrying about my spouse to worrying about my health to worrying about money to freedom.
Yeah.
And your brain just won't shut up. And one way that you can help sort of get a break from your thoughts is through counseling at BetterHelp.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the world is spinning the way it's spinning and as fast as it's turning. And the percentage of people that have reached out or need to reach out, feel like they do anyway, for this kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
The great news about BetterHelp is you no longer have to wonder, who do I go talk to? Where is their office? How long is it going to be before mm-hmm. I get an appointment? You can do all of this from your own home.
And you don't have to worry about what happens if I get there in person and I just don't jive with this person. I feel bad. No, at BetterHelp, if you don't click with your therapist, you can switch at no additional charge.
Get a break from your thoughts with the help of BetterHelp. Just visit BetterHelp.com/Salt Lake today and you'll get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Salt Lake.
Each and every time I decide it's time to go to NPS, I like to think of it as a nice place to save store, I always allow for a little extra time. Sure, there are the things you pick up each and every time you shop there, But truly, it's an adventure to go to NPS, especially the industrial store in Salt Lake, right there on Empire, just a little west of Redwood Road at 1600 South. You are going to find amazing items at spectacular prices. Now, everything at all four of the NPS stores are discounted 30 to 70% each and every day. But right now, at that industrial store, the location there, 70% off light bulbs, indoor and outdoor lighting. And, of course, AC units and fans are 70% off. Single-priced items, 30% off, $300 or more. 25% off all other merchandise. Some exclusions apply, so be sure to check it out. NPS, the industrial store in Salt Lake.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
finding childcare could get even more difficult as experts warn thousands of facilities could close with special federal assistance ending this weekend. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a heated discussion in the Jordan School District last night as they discussed which bathrooms transgender students should use.
Third, it's traffic and weather together. Got a report of a tire in traffic on northbound 15 in Provo just after one of the on-ramps. I don't see a big delay, but beware, you may see that as you travel through Utah County in Provo. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and warm again today, but a small change moving in tonight. I'm Brett Benson.
Right now, 63 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump says he will appeal a Manhattan judge's ruling in a civil case that says he and his sons inflated the value of various assets by more than $2 billion. It's a win for New York Attorney General Letitia James, who is set to begin the trial against Trump next week.
Basically, what the judge has done is reviewed the documents in the case and said, this is all I need. This is a documents case. It is clear that there was fraud here.
ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says for the Trump Organization, it's a devastating ruling.
If this holds up on appeal, this could mean he loses buildings. It means he loses properties. He loses control. This, you could argue, is more immediately perilous to some degree than some of the criminal cases.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez at Manhattan Federal Court today as he and his wife enter pleas in their corruption indictments. Back in Washington, members of Congress still have not come up with a deal to avert a government shutdown. Here's ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The House is set to vote today on bills funding the troops and Homeland Security. But the House Republican spending measures, which would keep military paychecks flowing, also include provisions banning the use of those funds on critical race theory, drag queen story hour, and gender-affirming care, provisions that Senate Democrats and the White House would insist on removing. Ahead of the most recent shutdowns in 2013 and 2018, Congress already settled on military spending levels. But absent a bipartisan agreement this time, a government shutdown would mean the troops wouldn't get their paychecks on schedule. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
North Korea today expelling American soldier Travis King, the Army private who ran into North Korea from the demilitarized zone in July. He's now in U.S. custody. Federal Trade Commission filing a lawsuit against Amazon, claiming it abuses its position to maintain a monopoly and keep small businesses dependent on the online retail giant. This is ABC News.
One of the stories we've been talking about this morning is the fact that the U.S. is preparing to fall off a child care cliff as pandemic-era funding for child care is set to run out.
Debbie Dujanovic is here. Talk to me more about this, Debbie.
Yeah, you guys have been reporting on it this morning. I've got more information thanks to the reporting of our partners at the Deseret News. But this is a nationwide cliff, as you pointed out. But certainly Utah families will be impacted. What's happened is that during the pandemic, it was 2021, Congress infused a ton of money to shore up child care centers all over the United States. They were certainly just stung by the pandemic because so many families pulled their kids out of child, you know, care centers, went home, stayed home during the pandemic. And so what they were able to do is use this money to keep staff employed and keep their businesses running in some capacity during the pandemic. Well, now that money is drying up as of this weekend. And child care centers, even in Utah, are saying because of that, a lot of parents are already paying $1,000 a month just for one child, especially if they're a younger child, to be in their daycare center. Is that tuition, if you will, is going to have to be increased, or they're going to have to cut staff,
which isn't safe always.
Exactly, or they're going to have to cut staff salaries and hourly wages, which means that staff will potentially quit. And so what possibly lies ahead is a continued shortage of child. We already had a shortage.
How do we fix this business model? Because it's just not working.
I also wonder how in the world families already afford $1,000 a month if it's just for one child. Mm. I've got a list of potential solutions sitting in front of me, but I know we're out of time right now, but don't worry. Yeah. We'll be back with the show and talk about this in 40 minutes.
One of my questions would be, if it was working before the pandemic, are there just fewer kids going to daycare now? Is that why?
It was barely working, though, wasn't it?
I think so. I think, Amanda, your point, both, well, I thought the same thing, Tim. I thought, how were we able to sustain this model before the pandemic and all of a sudden? And I wonder if wages have just gone up so much for just, you know, there's so many other attractive jobs out there that pay more. These are all great questions.
Yeah.
Great questions. I wish I had all the solutions to this issue.
9 o'clock.
We're going to be looking into it today.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
David Dujanovic coming up, of course, 9 to noon every day, Monday through Thursday here on KSL.
Let's get a look at traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account, Andy.
Amanda, northbound 15 delays go from Point of the Mountain up into about 114th South in Sandy, and then some stop and go again. If you're going to hit in Midvale or getting on the freeway at 7200 South, you'll run into some slowdowns up to 53rd. 201, slow and go from 5600 West over to 3200 West, and then heavy traffic continues, but at least get back close to the speed limit despite the heavy traffic carrying you all the way over past Redwood Road. Heather?
The delays still are around southbound I-15 between 31st Street and Ogden and Roy, but it does look like speeds are improving a little bit through that area, even though we still have lane restrictions. Then you're going to have slow and go traffic from Layton Parkway past the Kaysville Ponds and a few brake lights remaining closer to downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 continues to look good as you head north from Provo up to most of Lehigh. We do have some slowing as you go past Timpanogos Highway and hunt up towards Point of the Mountain. And you've got your usual slowdown spots, northbound Redwood Road heading up to the county line, and also on 2100 north from Redwood over to 2300 west. Is your car due for some extra love? Burke Brothers is here for your vehicle's routine maintenance, all done by our ASC certified technicians. Burke Brothers, affordable, complete auto care, done better. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
85 and sunny on Wednesday. A weak cool front moves through Wednesday night. 78 for your high on Thursday. Right there in the upper 70s Friday as well, as winds will increase by Friday evening. Windy and then a chance of showers by Saturday night. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Much cooler on Sunday. 68 showers and isolated thunderstorms. Mid-60s isolated storms possible Monday morning. Partly cloudy 65 Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Let's see if that sunshine's warming things up at all out there. And, it's about where we started the morning, 63 this hour.
We've got Friday Night Football here on KSL News Radio. That's going to be a good one. BYU hosts Big 12 opponent at Lavelle Edwards Stadium for the first time when Cincinnati comes to town. Pre-game coverage on KSL starts at 6 o'clock. The kickoff is at 8:15. And the pregame is sponsored by UCCU. Love where you bank.
By the way, the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. KSL News Time, 8:23.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. A humiliating layoff. My former student then faced 5 months of unemployment. Every day he worked to find a job, and every day he was rejected. Then a listing for the perfect job. Now, he'd been rejected for that job previously, but he knew somebody who'd worked for the company. So he called the person who laid him off and asked for help. Within hours, once the company had 800 applicants, the posting was closed. My student received another rejection. Then the phone rang. He was offered an interview. After three interviews, he was offered the job. I'm proud of him. He swallowed his pride. He asked for help. He knew that hiring is about personal connection, not just computer algorithms. Learn more about managing your career in an MBA from Utah State University. Go to utahstatembA.com. That's utahstatembA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Hey, folks, it's Doug and Kathy with Window World.
Doug, can you believe it's been 20 years?
What's been 20 years?
Well, since we opened our first Window World store.
That is amazing. Our motto today is the same. Quality products, professionally installed, backed up by our awesome warranty.
And our team shares those very same values.
Come see us today. We have stores in Murray and Spanish Fork for your convenience.
Experience the Window World difference. Call 801-281-8111 or visit Window World Utah.
And we promise no baloney.
You can stream your favorite show anytime, but the opera only happens 4 times per year. Join us and make new memories with your family and friends. Enjoy the entertaining stories, beautiful sets and costumes, and mesmerizing music. You deserve an elegant night on the town or a Sunday matinee with Utah Opera. Your couch will be there when you get back. This is it, your perfect first opera. October 7th through the 15th, Utah Opera begins its season with one of the most popular operas of all time, Puccini's La Bohème. This tragic love story will seem familiar. It was the inspiration for the smash hit Rent. You'll recognize characters and moments like Mimi asking Rodolfo to light her candle, but now experience it with an operatic twist. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahopera.org.
Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classic hits from the 1700s to today. You can get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Is there really a child care crisis on the horizon? Pandemic benefits are going away at the end of the month. Why I think this is actually a good thing. Today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Uber Eats will start accepting food stamps in 2024. It's following the example of grocery shopping service Instacart that started accepting SNAP benefits. Researchers say shoppers on food stamps often lack transportation and would greatly benefit from online food ordering options.
You know, I was thinking about that. While that sounds like a good idea, it's going to cost them
it's
more.
It's going to cost them more
for that food.
Right.
They could get more food for their dollar if they could shop or would shop.
But you know, if they'll eat good food instead of fast food because they have access to delivery, then that's a good thing.
J.P. Morgan Chase will pay $75 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's to settle claims that the bank enabled trafficking crimes by financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment and see what's happening. The Dow is up 13 points. We're at 33,632. S&P is up 10. That's a 0.25%. The Nasdaq up 41, which is 0.3%.
We'll take what we can get as long as it's green numbers this morning. From Bluffdale to Sandy, from Midvale to South Salt Lake, things are pretty slow right now. Northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. We'll see if we can figure out why. Traffic and weather together is next.
When my husband and I walked out of Hale Center Theater a couple of weekends ago after we went to see Around the World in 80 Days, we just were shaking our heads. Wow. That was wow. Wow. Can you but wow.
Yeah.
And we had to talk about it for a while and relive some. That's when you know a performance is so extraordinary that it's like in your cells. You just got to talk about it for a while when you get out of the show.
Well, we had a hint that something crazy was coming because we were told by Sally that she even couldn't, you know,
she couldn't believe what they did.
What they were pulling off.
In her own theater.
This will give you a little bit of a hint, though. One of the people that was in charge of the choreography cut their teeth with Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yeah, and you feel that. Don't you feel that?
You do feel that. But there are so many surprises that come from all around you for Around the World in 80 Days. You can go around the world literally in about 2.5 hours at Hale Center Theater. Also, the continued run of Catch Me If You Can is on at the Jewel Box Theater. But my family's already looking forward to Elf, the musical, which is coming up in November.
And get your Christmas Carol tickets now before they all sell out.
Here's a number, 801-984-9000, or go to hct.org.
BYU history will be made Friday night.
Marion takes the jet sweep and gets into the end zone. Touchdown!
The Cougars host their first ever Big 12 game at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
The 10-5, the touchdown! LJ with the TD!
Friday night, it's BYU Cincinnati. Listen for KSL's extended pregame coverage at 6 and the kickoff at 8:15. That's Friday night on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
829 means traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Andy, we've got some slow spots.
We do, and it looks like it was because of a crash for some of the slowdowns that we've got right now. Pretty solid, actually, between Bluffdale and 106 South. There's a crash on the right shoulder now, just before the 106 South exit that was probably in traffic earlier. Now that it's out of the way, things are thinning out quickly after 114th, but it may take a bit for the rest of the delay to clear out. Northbound slowdown still going into Midvale and Murray. Had a listener say there was some debris southbound between 215 and 7200 South, but it hasn't been causing any backups. Heather?
Well, both of the delays and the speeds are improving southbound I-15 in Weber County. You still have a few brake lights as you make your way toward I-84 interchange into Roy, but after that, you'll have fairly good speeds till you get to the typical slowdown areas from Layton Parkway into Kaysville. US 89 has no delays right now around the I-84 interchange, which is unusual this time of the morning. Eric.
2100 North Pioneer Crossing, both slow for eastbounders. If you're coming out of Eagle Mountain, Saratoga Springs, trying to head from Redwood Road over to the freeway. And you do, it is getting a little bit busy on 800 North in Orem. On the eastbound side from I-15 over to State Street, I-15 continues to look pretty good from Santaquin all the way up to Timpanogos Highway exit. Past that, there is some slowing heading up towards the county line. Wake up with a sore back. Upgrade your mattress today at Durden's new sleep center. Durden's mattresses on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's brand you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
This might be the last day we'll be up in the 80s for a while after that cold front moves in. 85 for a high today. Right now, 63 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A St. George girl making remarkable progress this hour after she was hit by a truck while trying to get a soccer ball in the road in front of her home.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the update.
When 7-year-old Emery Burrows was hit by the truck, she sustained a skull fracture, a brain bleed, and a tibia fracture. Her aunt Kate Story tells KSL TV she's small for her age, but despite the massive amount of trauma to her body, she's making great strides.
She's breathing on her own. She's being bossy and demanding like her usual. So that's been so reassuring for us.
The family's asking everyone to continue praying for Emery, but also the driver of the truck, who's actually a neighbor and a friend. They say this is a tragedy and nobody's fault. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Pride Center says it needs to furlough more jobs for the second time in just over a month. But some local businesses say they'll step up to fill the void. Here's KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell.
It's unclear whether or not the Utah Pride Center will reopen, but according to Emily Potts from Sugar House Coffee, the services the center provides are essential. So in an effort to support the queer community in Salt Lake City, she reached out to businesses like Bookstore Under the Umbrella, who say they immediately opened their door.
We've also had, you know, groups who gathered to have more serious conversations. And our role is really just to provide the space.
In August, 7 of the 19 Pride Center employees were laid off, and it's unclear how many have been this time. In a statement after the initial layoffs a month ago, the Utah Pride Center said they were facing financial struggles but will not close. Hugo Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A Clearfield family is out of their home this morning after an overnight house fire. KSL TV's Kara Bracken is at the scene and says the family made it out safely, but one pet did not.
North Davis Fire District says they were called to this fire just after 10 o'clock last night. The home was fully engulfed along with a small garage. We are told someone who lives there took in smoke, but is expected to be okay.
North Davis Fire District crews are still investigating what started that fire.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The second Republican presidential debate takes place tonight. It happens in the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. ABC's Alex Stone will be there.
Tonight it will be Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, Tim Scott, and Doug Burgum on stage. All but Burgum comfortably met the RNC's polling and donor requirements. They will debate in the shadow of the actual Air Force One President Reagan used to fly on and a short walk away from the graves of Ronald and Nancy Reagan. But the big name will be missing again tonight, President Trump choosing not to take part in the debate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will be one of the candidates on the debate platform tonight, and he says former President Trump should stop skipping the debates.
I think the Donald Trump today is different than the Donald Trump of 2016, and you bet, I think he ought to be on that debate stage.
Pence says the former president needs to be on the stage in front of the American people, answering questions about his vision for the future of the country.
Speaking of the former president, he's responding after a New York judge ruled the Trump Organization repeatedly committed fraud by inflating the value of assets while running for president in 2016.
The GOP presidential frontrunner attacked the decision as political, claiming his civil rights have been violated. Next, the judge will decide how much Trump will pay in penalties at trial starting October 2nd. The attorney general asking for at least $250 million, saying we look forward to presenting the rest of our case.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting.
First look traffic now, and we take you back over to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we've still got the crash on the right shoulder, northbound I-15 near 106. That delay from that crash stretching all the way back almost to Point of the Mountain. It was already busy prior to the crash. This just sort of joined a bunch of delays together. Additional brake lights coming into downtown now near 13th South. We've got some northbound delay going from Centerville up towards Farmington. Might have a crash. It looks like something over to the left blocking the left lane as you go up north from Parrish Lane. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A man accused of killing a Pleasant Grove man in a road rage encounter in Sandy has taken a plea deal. Here's KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Brandon Merrill, relative and family attorney, says Chris Mortensen's wife is getting a sentencing in her husband's death, even though it's for an agreed-upon reduced charge of manslaughter instead of the original charge of murder.
She would get at least some sense of justice. There isn't the risk, and then there is also a firm ending.
Authorities say 32-year-old Rodrigo Monrove shot and killed Mortensen October 26 following a road rage incident on I-15 at 106 South. Sentencing is scheduled for November 28 to possibly up to 15 years in prison. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Target Company is closing its East Harlem store in New York and eight other stores in Washington and Oregon and California. ABC's Josh Einiger spoke to a New York police official surprised by the move.
Raul Masonette is commanding officer of the local precinct and says in recent months he's actively partnered with Target, which was paying for additional police presence inside the store while he posted extra cops on the street. As a result, he says shoplifting arrests have gone up while actual incidents have dropped.
The city in general has been trying to put our heads together on what we can do to try to combat some of this. And I think it is chipping away at the root of the problem.
Target wasn't clear about how it made this decision or what places this location in the same league as stores in other cities where widespread plundering is a daily occurrence.
Target's CEO says thefts involving violence or threats of violence have gone up 120% in the first 5 months of this year alone.
We were watching video. It was an Apple store that was getting the treatment from a flash mob last night in Philadelphia. Southwestern Utah is going to be home to a groundbreaking clean energy plant.
Geothermal energy is getting a start in Beaver County thanks to Texas-based Fervo Energy. They broke ground on their new Cape Station a few days ago. The ultimate goal here is delivering around-the-clock clean power to the grid beginning in 2026. Clean energy is always nice, but the project also aims to benefit Beaver and Milford economically. Construction will provide over 6,500 new jobs and 160 full-time jobs when the plant is fully operational. If all goes well, the plant could channel $1.1 billion into supply chain and local businesses. Michael Kmitz, KSL News Radio.
Crashes now dotting the I-15 landscape, several between Orem and Draper northbound on the freeway. Let's find out more about that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dijanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
I personally don't want teachers being forever renters.
You cannot afford a home on $60,000 a year.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
And now here's Growing Your Wealth, presented by Madrona Financial Services. Here's Brian Evans.
As it comes to financial planning, when I'm talking to husband and wife, really what I'm financial planning for is the one that's going to live longer between the two of them, because certainly we have to consider that it's easy to do short-term financial planning. It's harder to do long-term financial planning. So long-term financial planning obviously is attributable to the person that's going to live longer. And so with that in mind, making sure that the spouse that's going to live longer has adequate income is really important in a financial plan. And so some of the things I look at there are when we make pension decisions, for instance, we have to decide between, let's say you're at Boeing and you say, well, 100% gives me just to me and nothing to my spouse, gives me more money monthly, but leaves nothing to my spouse if I die prematurely. And then there's different options from that. So that's something we consider. I find it a tough case to say shutting out your spouse if you pass away, but I've seen that done before and I've seen it backfire. I saw that happen in my own family. The healthier person decided they were going to live longer and they were wrong. And that caused a lot of problems for the spouse that ended up with no pension as a result of that decision. And so that also comes into play with annuity decisions that are cash flow for life. Making sure you have increasing cash flow for life, doing a Social Security optimization, making sure that you made a good decision there relative to cash flow for the surviving spouse. So just want to consider that financial planning is really for the person that's going to outlive the person that passes away prematurely.
Even the mightiest of trees can be blown over if they don't have strong enough roots. The same is true with your investment plan. Can your plan withstand a financial storm? Go to MadronaFinancial.com and click on the Get Started button to request your rooted wealth analysis. You can also click on the chat button and ask us anything. We have a searchable library with answers to your questions. Visit MadronaFinancial.com.
Among the stories we follow this morning, the second Republican presidential debate will take place tonight in Simi Valley, California. It'll be interesting tomorrow to see which gets more coverage.
Yeah.
That debate or former President Trump being in Detroit with the United Auto Workers.
Right.
Either way, we'll be talking about it this morning here on KSL.
8:39, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And
I-15, we got a new crash reported as you go north through through Midvale. Supposed to be around the 6600 South 215 overpass area. This one's supposed to be on the right shoulder. I'm looking for it now. I do see plenty of delay, though, between Point of the Mountain and about 123rd South Draper. That's leftover delay from an earlier crash that was up near 106th. It looks like it's gone now. Then you've got some additional slowdowns coming into downtown on I-15 between about 21st South and 13th South. Heather?
We also have a crash northbound I-15. It's right on the border of Centerville and Farmington before you get to the Glover Lane overpass. And it's blocking two left lanes of travel, so traffic is backed up well into Centerville. And then we've got some looky-loos who are slowing down southbound I-15 in that same stretch to take a look at that crash. Before you even get there, though, you're going to have your slowdowns from Ogden into Riverdale area, and again from Layton to Kaysville. Eric?
You'd think there was some kind of precipitation on the road, all the crashes we've got down Utah County. You got one northbound I-15 just past Center Street, another one in Linden. You got a southbound crash at the Pleasant Grove Boulevard off-ramp, and a northbound crash in Lehigh just past Timpanogos Highway heading up to Point of the Mountain. All that not adding up to a lot of delays. Pretty much you're at a normal travel time from Provo to Point of the Mountain. That's 20-minute drive time for the whole stretch. How do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? You don't, unless you get free quotes from every insurance company every year. Visit shopmyplan.com to get free quotes. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
85 for the afternoon high again today with sunny skies. There is a weak cool front that will move through later tonight, so some breezy conditions picking up. And then upper 70s for your high on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
What is not to like about this weather? Man, look at that morning. Blue sky, sunshine, and 63 this hour.
Well, pharmacists are warning us about weight loss drugs sold online that are not what they say they are, and the danger of that. More just ahead on KSL News Radio.
See if we can help you navigate those waters here on KSL. Streaming online at KSLNewsRadio.com and, of course, in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
As a roofer, I've got a million things to do, and that's a million things that need to be done right. That's why I partner with Beacon. The team at Beacon makes sure my materials are delivered accurately and on time. And the Beacon Pro Plus app makes ordering the brands I depend on, like CertainTeed Landmark Pro, easier than ever. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through November, purchase CertainTeed through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $750. Beacon, always building.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an RSV vaccine has been approved and the CDC is urging pregnant women to get it for the sake of their unborn child. I'm KSL News Radio's Yuri Gardbell.
Second, childcare could end up being more difficult to find as special federal assistance comes to an end this weekend.
Third, let's check the drive with traffic and weather together.
Slowdowns on I-15, Point of the Mountain to Bangor Highway, another stretch in Midvale as you pass a crash near I-215. And we still have northbound backups in Centerville going up towards Farmington because of a crash blocking at least one left lane north of Parrish Lane. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Moves in Wednesday night. I'm Brett Benson.
63 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
A day after President Joe Biden joined members of the UAW on the picket line in suburban Detroit, former President Donald Trump will put in an appearance today. ABC's Terry Moran says he will also be in Wayne, Michigan.
The Republican frontrunner is going to be giving a speech at a non-union auto parts facility north of Detroit to a group of supporters and workers. And he's actually skipping a Republican debate in California, ignoring his Republican rivals to go after Biden directly on the economy and on electric vehicles, which so many of these workers are concerned will cost them their jobs.
A Manhattan judge ruling in the civil case against Donald Trump that he and his sons committed fraud by vastly inflating the value of their properties for the purpose of securing favorable loans and other deals. The ruling coming a week before the civil trial that will determine how much in punitive damages Trump will have to pay. Travis King, the Army private who ran into North Korea in July, is now back in U.S. custody. Pyongyang expelled him today. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Pharmacists are warning patients about websites that are pushing popular weight loss drugs.
But not all of those drugs sold online are the real thing. ABC's Becky Worley has more.
Websites like these promise deals on the popular drugs used for weight loss, like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. But experts tell GMA they have no way of knowing what's actually in the medications that many of these sites are selling.
Even if you assume that the medication is the correct substance, if this is not processed correctly and it's not sterile, you know, there's infectious concerns. People really have to be careful because this leap of faith of ordering something that you are self-injecting at home is a big problem. I personally would not expose myself to that risk.
Dr. Al Carter of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, who's in charge of overseeing online pharmacies, says many websites selling drugs for weight loss appear to be operating illegally by not requiring a prescription and operating without a license.
There are around 30 to 35,000 pharmacies that are acting illegally. Yes, and our digital health team finds on any given day around 20 pharmacies, new pharmacies, that are operating illegally.
In a matter of minutes, Justin Macy at the Boards of Pharmacy finds websites posing as pharmacies, which he says are illegal, and shows how they are promoting brand name versions of the drug.
Oh, they totally ripped it
off. They just totally ripped off the manufacturer's website.
Other unlicensed websites promise a compounded version. Dr. Constantino Spaniola says many of his patients are eager to get these medications, and some are turning to these sites.
There's a huge percent of the population who is looking for these medications with limited access, whether we said it's from insurance or availability. Patients are trying to get the medications ordered online, but people have to be very careful.
Now, the FDA says it is risky and potentially dangerous to purchase prescription drugs on the internet or from unregulated, unlicensed sources without a prescription. FDA-approved prescription drugs should be obtained only with a valid prescription and used under prescriber's supervision or based on their direction.
Being able to fill a prescription without a prescription should be a clear red flag to any patient.
That is so scary.
Yeah. And not just not knowing what that drug might be, what the components of it are, but if they're offering you a price that is wildly less than what you can get it somewhere else, you really have to be suspect.
But then we've heard stories about people who drive to Canada or drive to Mexico to get drugs because they can't afford them in this country.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, with legislation recently passed, we'll get some more reasonable drug prices.
But I think in those cases, they're actually going to pharmacies or maybe doctors. So there's
yeah.
actually somebody there handing you that you hope is qualified.
But on the internet,
know.
You don't know if that thing called a pharmacy is actually a pharmacy.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. And a good cautionary tale there that we share with you on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. It's 8:49. Time for that look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Andy's back in the traffic center.
And right now, I-15 traffic, the delays from the earlier crash at 106th have basically thinned now. We're waiting on slowdowns to clear out, which actually start near SR-92 and go over the point all the way to the Bangor exit. There's still slowdowns between 7200 and 53rd South as you pass a crash near the 215 overpass. And I don't know if there's a crash, but it's sure backed up on the main flow of I-15 from 21st South up to about 13th South right now. Heather?
Well, we definitely have a crash northbound I-15 right on the border of Centerville and Farmington. Two left lanes and left shoulder are blocked. Everyone's having to file over into the three right lanes. That has traffic at a crawl, and it's quickly backed up before the Parish Lane exit, heading now toward Bountiful. So that, if you're heading northbound into Davis-Weber counties, that's going to take you a good 10 extra minutes. Southbound I-15 still a bit slow through Weber County around I-84 interchange, as well as between Layton and Kaysville. Eric.
Had several crashes in Utah County. Only one of them is part of a big delay spot, though. That's northbound I-15 just past Timpanogos Highway. And that's where the delays will start, and that'll be in delay mode all the way up to Bangor Highway, as Andy had mentioned. Now, if you want to go over to Redwood Road and use that, Redwood Road is starting to slow up between Camp Williams and the Port of Rockwell intersection. Getting over to the freeway in Utah County, pretty slow on 2100 North, approaching 2300 West. Autumn's in the air. It's the time when ghouls and boys should visit. This is the place. Little Haunts, the not-so-scary adventure with witches, storytelling, creepy-crawly encounters, ponies, crafts, and more. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful on Wednesday, 85 and sunny. A weak cool front moves through Wednesday night, so a little cooler on Thursday with sunny skies, 78, upper 70s Friday as well, increasing winds late. We'll see mid-70s by Saturday and pretty strong winds developing. Chance of showers by Saturday night. The big cool down comes Sunday, mid-60s, and rain and isolated thunderstorms, mid-60s on Monday as well with isolated morning storms, mid-60s on Tuesday, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 63 downtown, and the seven-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
You pointed this out earlier, but it looks like we're going to dodge a bullet for Cougar fans with weather on Friday night.
Yeah.
That's great news because we've got so much going on, and it's the first Big 12 home game for the Cougars as the Cincinnati Bearcats come to play. Just remember, the kickoff is scheduled at 8:15. We'll have pregame for you around 6, and all of that pregame coverage is sponsored by UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
Might be windy ahead of the storm, but the rain should stay away until Saturday. So
at least we can stay dry.
That's good news.
Catch all the coverage here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
September means it's time for Any Hour Services free furnace sale. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and as summer comes to a close and falls right around the corner, the weather gets, well, perfect. And when the weather's perfect, people need a little extra incentive to replace their heating and cooling system. That's where Any Hour Services free furnace sale comes in. For the month of September, when you have Any Hour Services, install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. And there's no catch. There's no raising the price on the air conditioner first. There's no making you buy the most expensive air conditioner to qualify. There's none of that. There's just a desire to keep our technicians working while the weather's mild and a genuine appreciation of you for helping us keep them busy. So if you've been thinking about replacing your old furnace and air conditioner and want to know exactly how much you can save during our free furnace sale, call Any Hour Services today and schedule a free estimate. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Where does a journey to wellness begin? Do you start looking for diet ideas? Or searching for exercise plans? Actually, you don't have to look far. Just look to the first two letters of the word wellness. We means you don't have to figure it out yourself. It means your hopes and challenges are a perfect match for our knowledge and resources. It means anything you want to achieve, together, we can achieve better. Because wellness begins with we. Intermountain Health. The power of we.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Is there really a child care crisis on the horizon? Pandemic benefits are going away at the end of the month. Why? I think this is actually a good thing. Today on Dave and Eugenovic.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. TrajanWealth.com. July home prices went up 6% from the month before. That's according to seasonally adjusted data from the U.S. National Home Price Index. New home sales, however, dropped, with mortgage rates now topping 7%.
Online dating app Tinder is out with a $500 a month plan. Wow, it's expensive to date. It's called Tinder Select. It's an invitation-only membership. Subscribers will get early access to new features and will show up more prominently on other users' feeds. They also get a virtual badge to show off their exclusive status to other swipers.
Think about that. That's $500 a month, and you haven't even gone on a date.
Right.
That's no dinner or entree. A new survey shows 65% of Gen Zers and 74% of millennials say they think they're starting further behind financially than their parents and grandparents when they were their age. That's according to a survey from USA Today and the Harris Poll. The survey shows younger people feel this way because home, college, and child care prices have just skyrocketed.
Well, the markets have turned negative. Now, the Dow is down 96. That's 0.3%. We're at 33,521. The S&P is off 3.9, and the NASDAQ is down 5.
Oh, we had such high hopes for the day. Northbound I-15 slowing in Centerville because of a crash. One of the numerous spots we've got slowing this morning. We'll have your traffic and weather together when we come back.
What's the biggest threat to your retirement savings today? Believe it or not, it's taxes. That's right. You could be paying a lot more taxes in retirement than you realize. Learn more in a free report, 3 Retirement Tax Traps That Could Wipe Out Your Savings. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions, a 5-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. This free report reveals how you could avoid 3 retirement tax traps that could needlessly cost you tens of thousands, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. To get this free report, call 801-896-9622. Don't needlessly overpay your taxes in retirement. Get this free report now by calling 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Attention smart homeowners. You don't have to fall for flashy promises and companies that don't even prove their work. At Your Service Pros uses third-party verification software called MeasureQuick to ensure your new HVAC system is installed correctly. This ultimate game changer in the HVAC industry lets you, the homeowner, have proof of how your system was installed. At Your Service Pros utilizes our Bluetooth tools to upload all of your system's information into MeasureQuick. We rely on data-driven insights to properly commission, optimize, and fine-tune your HVAC system for peak performance. improving your family's comfort, lowering your utility bills, and extending the life of your HVAC system. With rebates and tax credits available totaling more than $7,500 on a dual-fuel heating and cooling system, it is now more important than ever that your HVAC system be installed correctly. So call us today at 801-YOUR-PRO. That's 801-YOUR-PRO. Have the peace of mind of saving up to 50% on your new system and knowing it's installed correctly by calling 801-YOUR-PRO.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at kslnewsradio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio. 8:59, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Andy?
A northbound 15, your slowdowns go from Lehigh over the point to the Bangor exit, and then you won't see any again until about 7200 south in Midville. So if you're getting on the freeway in Sandy, those delays start at 7200 south up to 53rd, and we still have that backup coming into downtown near 13th south. 201 freeways cleared of stop-and-go delays. Heather?
Most of our traffic is going southbound I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake, with just a bit of slowing around I-84 in Riverdale and again in Kaysville. But the biggest delays are northbound I-15 coming out of Bountiful into Farmington. That's due to a crash just before Glover Lane overpass, blocking two left lanes. Eric?
Northbound crashes in Utah County in Provo, Linden, and Lehigh. You got a southbound crash trying to exit at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. And as far as I-80, at least those delays eastbound going past the East Canyon exit into the Lambs Canyon territory have lessened up. But you've still got slowdowns from Kimball Junction over to Silver Creek eastbound I-80. Mountain Land Truck Outfitters now offers powder coating for your commercial or personal truck. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLND truck.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We may be looking at the last of the 80s today. 85 in the forecast, and right now sunny and 64 degrees.
What happens when that federal assistance for child care runs out at the end of this week? More on that with David Dujanovic coming up next.
See you in the morning starting at 5.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.